There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, Ammunition Depot, or excuse me, not Ammunition Depot, TacticalHolsters.com. That's not what you do. That's not how you do that. G-Code, you know, the Contact Series. The Contact Series, I think, is going to be a game changer in tactical nylon simply because of its size. Its size and its functionability. Check that out at TacticalHolsters.com. Before we flipped into the next hour, we were going to get a little illustration of the NCIS system. From John in Austin, so let's go back and get that. There you go, John. What have you got?
Okay, like on the NCIC and TCIC is the Texas version of, or state version of NCIC, okay?
Right.
All right. Now, here's the problem. It's data entry. It has always been the problem. Let's say I commit a crime in Van Zandt County. Van Zandt County might only have a policy of putting into the TCIC system felony conviction.
Right.
All right. Where over in Zavala County, they might put deferred adjudications in there as well. Okay. And misdemeanors. And then all that gets dumped into the NCIC system. And there's about 22 different sections to the NCIC system. You know, and that was when I was there. They've probably added a couple of more since then. And now that's law enforcement side. And of course, the VA is dumping into a system as well. Now, when the government decides it wants to get away from going after veterans, the civilian or citizen version of all this is called the Medical Information Bureau, the MIB. And it's made up of a consortium of insurance carriers, and they submit data and share data amongst members that would be pertinent to underwriting insurance policies and medical health policies and things of this nature. I can assure you, Bill, after what you've been through, you're in the MIB.
Which part of what I've been through? The heart attack?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that would, that.
Because, like, if you went to go get a million-dollar policy and said, oh, no, I haven't had any heart problems. No, I'm good. And they check you through MIB, and all of a sudden they found out, you know, you had a, was it a double or triple bypass?
Double.
Double. You know, your policy's going to get denied.
Well,
or if the doctor, and we've had this case before where doctors have put fraudulent information in and caused people not to get insurance policies and things like this. Now, the government can go over probably and find a way to tap the MIB if they're not already doing it. And, and no one talks about the MIB because hardly anyone knows about it.
Well, you know, but it sort of sounds like to me, based upon what you're describing, that there's really no uniformity from point, in this place, this is their standard, in the next place, this is their standard. There's nothing uniform that's spelled out saying, this is the way it is, and we can look at that and figure out that that's a standard. And now, what about adjudication? Do these people have to be adjudicated? Because that's the only thing, as far as mental health, I would be looking for some sort of adjudication, because we know that's not happening with the VA. I'd be very surprised if it happens with Social Security. So that's the, they use the VA as the Petri dish. Now they're trying to expand it to the Social Security. In these things that you know about, is there adjudication involved in that?
I'm not sure, Bill. If someone, I'm just not sure, because under HIPAA, there's a whole special division of law for psychiatric. Okay.
Are they hiding in regulations, you think?
Possibly. I would bet they are. Because, like, even as a healthcare fraud investigator with a broad scope of powers, I still had to go to a judge and get special documentation and warrants to go after psychiatric records.
Okay. But that's the way it should be, shouldn't it?
Well, yeah. In the Medicaid program, the doctors are under contract, and under the provision of the contract, they need to let a Medicaid provider criminal investigator has access to any Medicaid patient's medical record, okay, at
right.
any time. And but even under that contract, we still had to go and get a special warrant for that.
It's quite the conundrum. I can see that quite clearly. I just wonder.
Personally, background checks either say one of three things. I haven't done anything and gotten caught, and I did something, got caught, and they happened to get it in the system.
Well, whatever it is, it's a snapshot, though. I mean, it's at that moment in time.
Right.
And there's nobody that can point out to me a single life that has been spared because of a background check. Because there's just no way, there is simply no way to track it. And we know that criminals get guns all the time. We know that in a lot of cases, they're aided and abetted by the government, a la Fast and Furious. So, I mean, in Garland, Texas, that guy got his gun. It was a Fast and Furious gun. So, my point is, what's the point? What's the use of having this program in place when it's so flawed, so broken, and it does nothing to begin with? It prevents nothing. So that's my biggest issue.
Because people are making a lot of money with it. At 15. I'm serious, man. Guys are, what is it, 15 to 50 bucks a throw?
Well, I guess it depends on what state you're in. In my state, they don't charge you for the background check unless it's already built into the price of the gun and I don't know it. It may be.
Here in Texas, if you have a CHL, they don't charge. Most gun shops won't charge you for it.
Here in South Carolina, they don't even run it. So that means I'm paying for it, and they're not even running it. So anyway, I'm about to run out of time in the segment, John. Good to hear from you. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care, Bill.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, one of the guys that wants to be your Republican nominee for president, he's out there and he's made a proposal that's supposed to be reassuring to you and I. We're going to pull that apart at the seams. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
To you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is the Lock and Load. The Lock and Load. Why did I do that? I got too many things running through my head. My workflow is confusing me. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com, the only kind of holster I try to run. Currently, I'm thinking very seriously about getting in the car and driving the 8 hours to G-Code and taking the SIG 320 with me and having them make the holster there, because I don't think they offer one just currently. And I don't want to compromise on the quality of the holster I carried in. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. He's currently campaigning for the Republican presidential nomination, and Saturday, Governor Chris Christie said he'll likely pardon several out-of-staters legally permitted to carry their firearms in their home states who have been recently arrested in New Jersey under the Garden State's tough gun laws. That's the copy. That's the copy. Here's the copy as it should read. Okay? If he wants any snowball's chance of getting the nomination, Christie should have said, I without a doubt am going to pardon all of these people swept up in this draconian gun law net. But he didn't, because he's a Northeastern Republican governor. Elizabeth J. Griffith of Daytona Beach, Florida, was arrested by U.S. Park Police on July 14th during a visit to Liberty State Park in Jersey City and charged with unlawful possession of a firearm. She could face a 10-year prison sentence because her Florida state-issued permit to carry a handgun is not recognized by New Jersey. Christie says, we've done this right from the beginning and we'll continue doing it. How about changing the stupid law and joining the United States? How about that? Nowhere there, with the exception of Maryland. In Maryland, if you get stopped by a cop with an out-of-state tag and they find out you've got a concealed carry permit, everything in that car is coming out straight down to the dust in the console. It's all going to be laid out there because they're looking for the gun. They're going to look for the gun. In New Jersey, if you have to go through New Jersey, take the time when you pull up to the state border. Stop there. Well, stop at the airport on the way to the state border. Sell your car. Get on a plane, fly over the state, land on the other side, buy another car, continue on your way. Because that's the only safe way you're going to be able to do it. Christie's been in town halls answering questions, and he was headed into an afternoon of meeting voters at a NASCAR race. Which, that would have been hilarious just to watch that. And he was going to enjoy a little summer party at the home of multimillionaire Iowa hog and soybean farming magnate, Bruce Rastetter, who I've never heard of for some reason. He was standing out there amongst the kilt-wearing Celtic well-wishers, wanting the selfies and the scent of a nearby vendor's corned beef coming, and, somebody asked him this question. Christie says that he supported a bill introducing a firearm permit reciprocity bill that would honor out-of-state gun carry permits, but didn't expect the Democratic-controlled legislature to cooperate. They have a May issue provision in New Jersey. They just simply don't issue them unless you're State Senate President Steve Sweeney. I think there's probably an executive order that could be put in place there, and the fact that he's not exploring that option is very telling. Christie said that I think the law is wrong. We need to be smarter about the way we do this. What I don't want is for folks to feel like they can't come into our state and be able to travel through it or visit it and have to make sure they go on the internet and look up exactly how you're supposed to be dealing with the gun laws. Brian Fletcher, North Carolina man, volunteered to make emergency storm-related utility repairs in Mercer County in New Jersey. He's facing the same 10-year prison sentence for a felony gun charge for telling a police officer in Hamilton that he had a handgun in his vehicle. Christie said, we have this gentleman who we're considering right now for a pardon from North Carolina, who was up here helping New Jersey after the storm to repair cell towers. This is just not the right way to do these things. This was not a guy who was a threat to anybody. He doesn't see anything wrong. He doesn't see anything wrong enough with the law to be pushing it. He needs to be pushing it. New Jersey is not part of the United States when it comes to guns. It is not a part of the United States at all. Everything in New Jersey is so restricted when it comes to guns. They had a law that was proposed where it would be okay if you were headed to the range. The only time you can have a gun in the car is when you're going from the house to the range. I don't know how they determine that you're going to the range or to your house if they catch you in between, but it is illegal to stop whilst the gun is in the car. They tried to pass a law where it was okay to stop at like a convenience store and get a cup of coffee or use the restroom. That law failed. That bill failed. So, what, you know, and I know people in there, Anthony Calandro, great guy. He's got a gun range. He's got a school. He's got all this other stuff. Trying to do the right thing and everything, fighting the fight. And you've got a bunch of politicians that are as crooked as the day is long and completely elitist who will tell you, you're the little people. You're not as important as we are. We carry guns because we're important, okay? Thank you. Now get out of the way. We're coming through. Currently, 37 U.S. states have firearm permit reciprocity agreements with at least one other state, some like Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio, universally recognize any carry permit issued by any other state. Christie says he would like to see New Jersey adopt a similar law, but this is the same guy that wanted to ban Barrett 50 caliber rifles. Not because of anything that's ever been done with them, but because of what they could be used for. And if you ever run up against a gang carrying Barretts, you are looking at one of the best financed criminal elements you've ever seen in your life. He said, I don't know why the legislature won't change something like this when they over and over again see folks who are legal carriers of guns in other states who are coming through here and not doing anything other than traveling through New Jersey. It doesn't make any sense. Reached by New Jersey Advanced Media by phone, State Senator Raymond Lesniak, Democrat from Union, New Jersey, said Christie was right. Senate Democrats do not support loosening the state's gun laws, which are among the toughest in the nation. He said, I'm not going to prejudge this Florida woman's case. Does she deserve a pardon? Probably. But we shouldn't open the floodgates and model New Jersey gun laws on Alabama's. The system works. How? Show me the figures on crime. How come Newark and Camden are like war zones? Tell me that. Now, you know, some of his reasons are just specious. Christie goes nowhere as far as I'm concerned. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
All right, welcome back. 33 minutes past the hour. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. I've been carrying their stuff since their first generation. Now we're looking at Generation 4. And interestingly enough, the first generation is actually, it's not really a generation. It's more like a product line because that remains the same. And they've simply added products to it. So it's really not a fourth generation. It's more like a fourth iteration. And the innovation continues unabated. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Here's an interesting point that I have asked this many, many times. The apathy, and I hate to put it this way, I really do. It appears to me that a lot of people that carry guns are completely apathetic. And you want to know why I can say that? I'll tell you why. Let's say, let's look at the figures for just for the concealed carry permits, let's not even include the states where they have constitutional carry. Concealed carry permits, we know they're hovering right around 13 million concealed carry permits. Using that logic, these people that carry that with these permits, wouldn't you think that, like, with second call defense, there should be 13 million members? Wouldn't you think that with the NRA, there should be 13 million members? Or with Gun Owners of America or the Second Amendment Foundation, there should be 13 million members? Wouldn't you think that people that go out and go through what they have to go through to carry a gun legally and get that permit, would it be sort of incumbent upon them to make sure, because we are the most law-abiding segment of the United States, wouldn't we want to know how to remain that way? Like not carrying your gun into New Jersey? Wouldn't we want to know that? That's the thing I really don't understand. I mean, to be a gun carrier in the United States is not automatic, unless you live in a state, which there's those states are expanding, but unless you live in a state where you have constitutional carry or permitless carry, or whatever you want to call it, or where you have to have a permit to carry concealed, but you can carry out in the open if you want to with nothing, or any of the little caveats, wouldn't you think that once you go out and get the permit, that you educate yourself, and then, like, if you, like, let's say, like, right now, I don't have any plans this week to travel, okay? But if next week I have plans to travel, like, on a plane, the first thing I'm going to do is, how do I travel with a gun on a plane? What do I have to do to get on a plane and check a gun in? How do I do that? What kind of case is it? How many locks does it take? Where do I keep the ammo versus the gun and the magazines? That kind of thing. I'm going to be checking into that. Then I'm going to be checking the state where I'm going. What are the provisions? Does my permit work there? And if I find out it doesn't, I may hold off on the trip. If I have to go, like, one thing I like to do is go to DCN, go to Minnesota. But Minnesota does not recognize my permit. And that's one of the reasons I haven't gone. And the other reason is I haven't taken the time to find out which permits they do recognize and get one of those out of state, non-resident permits so I could go up there. Just because I'm not going anywhere where I can't carry a gun. Sorry. Now, wouldn't you think that these good people, like Brian Fletcher, like that lady, that earlier, Shanine Allen, wouldn't you think these people, being good people, reasoning people, law-abiding people, would take a moment and check things if they're going across the border? And I'll tell you, the sad part about the apathy, when they go and get it, they think they've done everything right, and they think they live in the United States. Which people would tell you, well, you do in fact live in the United States, but because of the way that the Second Amendment is executed in the United States with this crazy quilt work of laws varying from state to state, where this is the only time the gun grabbers think state rights trump federal law or the Constitution for that matter, you would think that you would take some time just to make sure you don't get in any trouble. I don't want to be in trouble. When I was a younger man, I got locked up for 6 hours for not paying the child support before I went to court. I should have paid it before I went to court and had the receipt in my pocket. Had the money. They told me I didn't need to at the counselor's office just to go through and let the judge do his thing and they'd send me down here. They didn't do that. They sent me to jail. That was the worst 6 hours of my life. Up to the point of having a heart attack, I guess. But that's all beside the point. I didn't like it. I felt horrible for weeks afterwards. I mean, it was just an awful feeling. I'm not a criminal. I didn't like hanging out with them. Didn't like it at all. Made it sort of worse when they were sort of looking at me saying, "You look like an undercover cop." Which was, that was fun. Yeah. Anyway, wouldn't you think that would be something that you just do? Whenever I'm going into a state, like I like to go up into North Carolina a lot. I'll call Bob Owens, who lives in North Carolina, or Gene Higdon, who lives in North Carolina. Gene Higdon, Mean Gene Leather. Bob Owens, BearingArms.com. I'll call them and ask them, "Hey, tell me about this. Can I do this in your state?" Just to make sure before I do it. Because when I travel further away than an hour and a half from the house, I'm traveling for bear. I'm ready for ISIS, the Zambies, whatever's coming, anything in between. The locusts, it doesn't matter. I'm ready for them. I travel with that much kit. Now, having said that, I make sure that I am within compliance of the law, whatever it may be. Now, in Georgia, when I cross the state line in Georgia, I know I'm breaking it. And I've got to take some measures to fix that because I want to go back to Georgia. I've got lots of fine sponsors in Georgia. I need to drive through Georgia and go to Florida. I need to go to Ammunition Depot. I need to go hang out with Ammunition Depot. I need to go hang out with Schwell and with Tac Daddy. But you know, they're in Florida, but I got to drive through Georgia to do it, and I need to be doing it the legal way. And I guess I'll work on that this month. I'm going to do that. That's going to be my. But here's the thing, the stupidity of it all. When it's all said and done, if I'm out there and I'm trying to remain within compliance of the law, in my wallet, I'm going to have a deck of concealed carry permits. Because some states don't recognize this one, some states don't recognize that one. You know, these states like New Hampshire and Florida and Utah that have these non-resident permits that are recognized, it's stupid to have to qualify for that in order for me to go into Georgia, for example. And the reason they do that is more stupid than the fact that I have to do it that way in the first place. And for some reason, the politicians here, I seriously consider, on a regular basis, just moving just slightly across one of the borders. North Carolina would be the smart one to go to because Georgia recognizes both the North Carolina permits recognized by both Georgia and South Carolina. That would be the smart way to go. Now, Georgia has great gun laws, but I can't come back in the state if I do that and carry in South Carolina. So North Carolina would be the way to go. Maybe on the tip where Georgia and South Carolina meet, right there on the tip of North Carolina. I wonder if there's even any civilization there. I don't know. I'd have to look into that. In any event. In any event. When we get back, how to prevent a home invasion. How to keep that from happening. That's a lot. The ounce of prevention is so much better than the cure, because with the cure, you're going to need some carpet cleaners to come in the house. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R, ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. There's a reason that I carry them primarily, and that has to do with that modularity. There's no way I cannot install them somewhere. There is a hookup, a set piece, a module to mount their holster anywhere. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Home invasions, they happen every 12 seconds here in the United States. A lot of them, most of them are concentrated in your urban areas. However, they do occur in the rural areas as well. And let's take into effect, or excuse me, take into account what unfolds for the homeowner. The homeowner sitting there enjoying their turkey pot pie when suddenly the sanctity and sanctuary of their home is violated. That has to be a big psychological slap in the face. When robbers force their way into an occupied home, apartment, or hotel room to commit a crime, it is classified as a home invasion. There's many police agencies in the DOJ statistically record the crime as residential burglary or a robbery, making it difficult to track the crime of home invasion. The frightening thing about home invasion is that it is often motivated by a variety of criminal intentions. But most of the time, it's the primary common denominator is going to be robbery. Now, if there is a woman at home, a female, a lady, 60% of the time in a home invasion, that can turn into a sexual assault. So now we have all kinds of felonies being perpetrated. This is the reason I carry a gun everywhere I go. I carry a gun everywhere I go. And here's the thing about my house. Although I do like my house. My house, we picked out my house, you know. We live in my house. Although I do like my house, should somebody break into the house to come in to try to rob us or hurt us, I do not have enough of my ego invested into this to not be... I am completely willing to decorate the wall behind them with parts of them. there's not going to be a whole lot of hesitation with that, and I'm going to be ferocious. I'm going to come out of there like the Tasmanian devil from Looney Tunes. Spinning and spitting and, oh yeah, shooting. There'll be a lot of shooting going on. There will be a split moment where they can lay down on the ground. And if they're not eating my carpet in the blink of an eye, well, they're going to be on my carpet. Because here's the thing about home invasions. Law's on my side on that one.
You can get out there and you can look at the different things, like, you know, there's burglary versus home invasion. Burglars work mostly during the day when the residence is more likely to be unoccupied. They try to avoid a confrontation, and they're going to usually try to run away with their approach. They do not result in violence unless a criminal is cornered and uses force to escape. Home invaders are coming in, and they don't care if they beat you. They're going to beat you into the shape that you need to be. This has been seen time and time again. The greatest violence usually occurs during the initial 60 seconds of the confrontation, and home invaders often come prepared with handcuffs, rope, duct tape, and firearms. Some in-home robbers appear to enjoy the intimidation, the domination, and the violence, and even claim it's a rush. So, as they pass the time, they're gathering intel. They see the knife on the kitchen counter. They see the bat behind the door, the cell phone on the coffee table, so on. And the important point to remember here is that isolation breeds aggression. Behind your closed doors, you are more susceptible to more violence than you would be if attacked on the street. They've got time. Remember the nanny cam of the home invasion that happened in Millburn, New Jersey, where the suspect he broke into the house, beat the mom up, went to another room, came back, beat the mom up some more, went upstairs, came back, beat the mom up some more. Yeah, I want that happening to my wife. The most common point of attack is through the front door or garage. Sometimes the home invader will simply kick open the door and confront everyone inside. This is why I carry the gun. This is not why I have the gun available. I don't have a gun in every room. I have the gun in hand or on my hip. Here lately, I've quit using a holster, so it's in my hand as I move from room to room. Because when they kick in, and now some of you who may have seen the video I did on the Robar gun, on the Robar Polymar 15, my main living area, the kitchen and the living room and going to the front door and back door are wide open. It's a big, wide open space. So they can come around the corner. I can be in the kitchen, and as they come around the corner and they're getting close to everybody around me, they enter my kill box. Because while I'm making my cup of coffee, there will be a gun on the counter beside me. I have gone to great lengths to ensure that this is the way I do things. Home invaders have been known to pretend to be delivering a package or flowers or lie about an accident like hitting a parked car. And, you know, some things that you need to do in order to prevent a home invasion. Here's some important security steps. You can install solid core doors, heavy-duty locks, and window security devices. A door is weakest where it's making contact and going into the door sill. So what you can do is reinforce those points whichever way the door would be kicked in. Now, since most doors open in, the kicking in of a door is much easier. So you're going to want to reinforce it on the inside. You can use extended length screws to secure strike plates and hinges that way. You can put a peephole on your door so you can peep in and look in. There's applications where you can actually install a camera, and if somebody rings your doorbell, it activates that camera and it plays in your mobile phone, and you can actually see them, but they can't see you. You can keep lights on around the exterior to help you see clearly. I had an instance one time. My door has one of those like half oval openings on the front door. Somebody rang the doorbell. I'm sort of odd about certain things. I will not go to the door without a shirt on. So that means when I don't have a shirt on, that means I have to be working on getting a shirt on. But believe me, I have a gun with me. And somebody started jumping up and down to see in the window to see if there was somebody coming to the door. And that person is really lucky they didn't get shot in the face, because that scared me to death. There's no ring the doorbell and wait. You don't need to double check on me. I might not want you coming to the door. This is America. I might not want you looking in my window. Do not trust the chain latch as a barrier to partially open the door. Never open the door to strangers or solicitors. I don't mind doing that, but I've got a gun ready. Call the police if the stranger acts suspicious. Now, this is breaking the law. And what I'm about to say. But more than once when that has happened, I bring the gun out from behind my back and let them see it hanging. And I have my shoulder that is not holding the gun. That side of my body is close to them, but they can still see it. The cops have never called me on that one. Have an escape plan in mind for your family. Train family members on where to go and what to say. You should include your children on this, unless they're very small. Use your alarm systems and consider a cell call-out system. Never stop thinking if you're held captive. Police are often asked if they should resist invaders. There is no set answer for this, as it depends on the physical and mental capabilities of each person. Don't fight over property with an intruder. That's not going to be a big thing with me, because if they break the door down, I'm not going to get up there and say, are you here for the flat screen TV or are you here to kill me? That's not part of my mindset. I'm sorry. You've just come through my door violently. I've got something for you. Say hello to my little friend. Never follow the intruder from the scene. Call 911 and get the best description you can give, or give the best description, I guess. And you know, those are all good things to keep in mind. Carry in your house. Certainly do things to reinforce your door and everything. I'm not suggesting, hey, can you? I mean, I just can't wait for somebody to break in so I can shoot them. That is not the way it is. Do some things to prevent this from happening, but at the same time, be prepared, and every passive defense system will fail given time. The only thing that is going to be sure to stop a home invader is a judicious use of ammunition headed their way. That's right. Keeping a locked door in place, that protects that bad guy. You're saving his life for doing that. Save a life. We'll do it again in 22 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.